I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour. This afternoon, we're looking at a business that has had to make some changes during the COVID crisis. A lot of them have. We'll get some advice now. Elaine Fry is here, owner of Luft Balloons here in Chicago. Elaine, thanks for being here. So tell us, before the pandemic, what sorts of balloon displays did you normally do? I mean, what was your business normally like?
Sure. Thanks so much for having me on. We were 85% events driven. So we did anything from, you know, big fundraisers to birthdays to corporate to store openings. Anything you could celebrate that was big that needed balloons, we did it.
And then overnight, the pandemic hits and there are no more big events.
That is correct. And so we pivoted and started to kind of scale down the size of our installations to smaller bursts, is what we call them. And then people have been applying them to the railings outside of homes, so people can be connected to still celebrate visually across the street or to drive-by parade.
Talk about that, because we're talking to entrepreneurs here. Talk about that decision-making process. Your normal mode of operating is really thrown out the window, at least for a while. And so if you don't pivot, you go out of business. Just kind of talk about that planning and thought process.
I don't think anyone had a lot of thought that went into it. You know, it was 180 overnight. And I started with two products that I thought spoke to people within the mindset that we were in, and that was a bag of fun and then a bouquet of balloons that were very descriptive to the times. It had a rainbow and a poop emoji kind of describing that, you know, things are a little bit crappy right now, but, you know, let's ride out this to the rainbow at the end. And, you know, those two products, I just asked the community. I said, hey, guys, help us stay in business. And people bought and supported local, and it helped fuel us to keep pivoting with and adapting with products that would kind of help everyone get through this pandemic.
And that's really what you do as an entrepreneur, right? You always look for opportunities. And when things are challenging, you just look for different opportunities.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, you have to respond to your environment. And I think that's the most important thing, is that you can't have a clear vision of a business. The business is going to tell you what you need to do. Along with the current climate. And we just never knew that a pandemic would be something that would make us pivot so 180.
You've also put some displays outside hospitals just as a gesture of goodwill.
Yeah. We feel that it's very important that, since we're so fortunate to be in business still, that we must give back. And so we've been bringing joy to the frontline workers by doing huge installations outside of the hospital, 2,500 balloons, if you can believe that. And just to kind of connect with the frontline workers through a medium of joy for a small moment to hopefully make them smile.
Thanks so much. Really good insight. That's what entrepreneurs do. They pivot and they make the necessary changes to stay afloat. Elaine Fry, Luft Balloons. Their website, luftballoonstore.com.